As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kevin Sheehan's show right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Linnell Willingham sitting in for Kevin. I saw some of the tweets online. This is how you know you've done a good job and made an impact on the listening audience. People are concerned about the health of Kevin Sheehan. He's fine. He just, this is what he does. When you are as talented and as much of a sports encyclopedia as Kevin Sheehan is, you got to let your brain rest a little bit. So he's on a little bit of a vacation. He's actually back tomorrow. He is back tomorrow, live in the flesh. Plenty for him to chew on. Until then, though, me and you, I'll take you up to 1 o'clock before we hand things over to that caged animal, Chris Russell. Lot to get to. It has been... We always joke about this time of year as like sports media folks and say that it's like a dead period. There's nothing dead about this period. Point blank period. It feels like every day something new comes out that piques my interest, that draws my attention. And it's not just local flavor. It's some nationally flavored stuff as well. So a lot to get to here over the next 3 hours. Just me and you. No guests. I just actually clicked another one because I'm terrible. So, hey, there we go. Adam. Oh, we're on video. Hey, there we go. I was waiting to do that. You see how I was stalling to introduce the show because of that reason. How are you, Max? Now that I dropped the camera. I mean, I dropped the light. Now
lights,
now
they keep falling left and right around here. Anytime AMAC bumps the desk when he comes in awful. For Chris Russell show, it's usually chaos.
That's terrible. It's terrible. How are you, though, friend?
I'm good, buddy. How are you? Man. It's been, long time no talk. It's been, less than a week?
Yeah, man. I was enjoying listening to you guys, you and Denton, late last week. Always love, because this is like Denton's original home, it's almost like a homecoming vibe when he comes back and hosts the show, so I'm always geeked up for that. Denton always has some of the most unique non-sports topics that you will ever get to. I think, what were we discussing last week? Is lemonade a juice?
Correct. That is what we were discussing last week.
You want to talk about a Hall of Fame early June conversation? Look no further than that.
It's good.
A lot on the docket, though, as I mentioned. Tomorrow, your boy's going to be boots on the ground. Maybe Kevin will have me on the show tomorrow. Maybe Kevin's show will be over by the time practices. Yeah. So that's a no-go. Maybe Friday. Who knows?
We'll see.
But tomorrow, going to be boots on the ground out in Ashburn for voluntary OTA number 2 that is open to the media. So super-duper excited for that. We'll talk plenty of Commanders here throughout the show. John Keim of ESPN put together a really interesting article this morning. He dropped it at about 6 a.m. Eastern time. And the headline reads, Washington expecting huge leap from Jaden Daniels in his sophomore season. We'll discuss that and my expectations for the prince who was promised, Jaden Daniels, the one Jaden Daniels, and what he is going to be in 2025. I think you all have kind of picked up what I've put down with this. There is nothing he can do that I won't be on board with. Like, I am all in. I am drinking the Commander Kool-Aid. I've got a red shaded lipstick, or a red rim around my lips from drinking all the Commander's Kool-Aid. But some pundits out there, as we find out throughout this offseason, some pundits out there not as high on the group as I am going into 2025. I'll let you hear from one Damian Woody a little bit later on in the program as well. Nats baseball back on tap this afternoon. Nats back in action for six straight at home. And they're in a really pivotal piece of their schedule right now. If you take a look at the wild card standings, and because it's June, first week of June, we can do that now. You can now look at the wild card standings in the National League. Nats just five games out. Pretty eventful weekend as they took four out of six from both the Diamondbacks and the Seattle Mariners. Seattle, MLB's latest power ranking that came out, they're a top 10 team in all of Major League Baseball. So it's not like the Nats are doing it against the bottom feeders in Major League Baseball, word to Ken Rosenthal. They're actually doing it against some of the elite teams in the sport. So the final wild card spot right now held by the St. Louis Cardinals. The schedule for the Nats coming up here is as follows. They've got three against the Cubs. This three against the Cubs is super interesting to me, and I think it's perfect for the Nats because you get to see Chicago, who has been a juggernaut. They've got, when I checked on Saturday, I got to check again, they had the best run differential in all of Major League Baseball, which was like nutty to me, talking about the Cubbies. But the thing I love about the Nats taking on the Cubs this week is you'll get to see Mackenzie Gore and Jake Irvin versus one of the best teams in Major League Baseball. And we know how much of a revelation Mackenzie Gore has been to this point this season, still leading all of Major League Baseball in strikeouts, throwing and shoving with just a tremendous amount of confidence. And I always say it, anytime he is on the bump, and I think this is true for Major League Baseball in the starting pitcher position, when you've got a guy on the hill that day, when you go look at the schedule and you see M.Gore is on the bump for you, there is a certain sense of confidence and swagger that I believe resonates throughout a clubhouse. Because when you got confidence that your dude on the bump is gonna give you good, you know, six, seven scoreless innings or six, seven innings of two-run ball, like you feel like you can go to the plate and be aggressive. And I think that is the mentality of this Washington Nationals hitting group. Speaking of the Nats at the plate, you want to talk about En Fuego. I don't normally get to catch a lot of Nationals games from start to finish.
Well, because they're not on anything but Masson, and if you get Masson, then you're lucky.
Well, if you have Masson, you're probably rich, if I'm being honest with you. I actually checked them out via my illegal pirating website.
Shout out.
I won't shout them out because there's...
Yeah, shout out, no shout outs.
They're few and far between, so you can't just name drop them like you used to. Shout out to Crack Streams, Meth Streams.
RIP, man.
RIP Streamies.io. I mean, you want to talk about a legend in the game. But no, I don't get to watch many Nats games from start to finish. I got the opportunity to watch from the outset on Saturday, and boy, did I choose a good game to watch from the beginning. A historic first inning for the Washington Nationals Saturday against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Their first 11 batters got on base. They scored nine runs before Arizona even recorded an out. It's the second most in the big leagues since 1961. So quite literally a historic feat for that group. It capped off the month of May with a 15-12 record. Their first winning month, Max, since 2023. It's the first Nats winning month since 2023. And think about this. Nathaniel Lowe, who's been a key cog in this group, he was a Ranger back in 2023, right? Getting ready to win a World Series. It's honestly sad. That's the word I'm going to use. It's sad that it's been that long since they've had a winning month. But I think the timing of it is super interesting. It's like ever since Ken Rosenthal dipped his pen in blood and went scorched earth in the Athletic, the Nats have been talky hot. It's actually kind of ridiculous. Winners of like 11 out of their last 15. Like I continue to talk about, they're five games out of the final wild card spot in the National League, and it feels like that group is starting to trend up. Speaking of trending up, I think over this past weekend, you got your real deal introduction to the man, the myth, the legend. I mean, James Wood over this past weekend was absolutely bonkers, and I would never sit up here and proclaim to be a guy that watches all 162 of these bad boys. But I got the chance to peep the Nats over the weekend, and James Wood, with just the most effortless swing that you will ever see out of a 6'7 giant. If you're a casual baseball fan out there and you don't understand just how good this 22-year-old is, Masson put up a graphic over the weekend that I thought really stole the show and perfectly, you know, encapsulated just how good he's been right off the rip. They compared his numbers at the plate through his first, I think it's 56 games compared to Juan Soto and Bryce Harper, and the numbers are super comparable. The numbers are super comparable. He has got that type of potential. He is a MVP caliber type of player. He is a young man that I think by season's end, starting next year, if he's able to keep it up and continue this pace, he's going to be talked about as one of the best, most impactful players in all of Major League Baseball. And the thing that gets me with him, because Bryce Harper, right, the last MVP that this team had, if I'm not mistaken. When you think about when Bryce burst onto the scene, that was a veteran-laden Nat squad, right? That's a Nat squad that has Ian Desmond in the lineup, Anthony Rendon in the lineup. There's protection for Bryce Harper. James Wood is the only real bat in this Nats lineup outside of C.J. Abrams that has life. So what he is doing, I think, is far more impressive. The numbers are interesting, and I'll pull them up here in a second. It's always cool anytime a new star is unearthed. We found that out, obviously, during football season with Jaden Daniels. It's great to have a local cat that you can root for. So, I'm sorry. This is through the first 136 career games. Juan Soto had 26 home runs. Bryce Harper, 24 home runs. James Wood has 25. Juan Soto had 87 RBIs. Bryce Harper had 62. James Wood with 84. So the production at the plate's uber similar. I think it may take a little time for Papa James, as I'm now calling him, because he's now made life easier for broke radio hosts like myself. Anytime he goes yard, 50% off a pie from Papa John's with the promo code JW50. The thing about Papa James, though, I feel like with Bryce, because of his flair for the dramatics, same thing with Juan, he's a showman, it feels like it may take a little bit longer for the national public to get hip to James Wood, to fully appreciate just how elite this kid is, because he's not your outspoken, flamboyant, arrogant young man. I always tell this story. I bumped into him at a Wizards game, quite literally bumped into his big ass. It was hard. He's big, 6'7", walking around, and my back was turned. I'm talking with a security guard, and I bump into him, and I look up, obviously, and it's James Wood. And James Wood, all 6'7" of him, wearing his Wrangler jeans, just a normal dude's dude, got on a pair of Asics, the most generic North Face jacket you'll ever see. He just looked like some random donk.
It's funny because I had a very similar experience at a Caps game or a Caps playoff game just a few weeks ago. I was trying to find a bathroom and I made my
there.
Yeah, man. Well, so I found the bathroom, but the line was incredibly long. So I was like, I'm not waiting in this. I need to go. So I was on the fourth floor. So I went down to the third, which is where the suites are.
Yeah.
Walked through the door expecting somebody to be like, hey, you can't be here. Nobody said that to me. So I just did a lap trying to find the bathroom, and I found James Wood walking around the concourse.
There we go.
I was like, what? He's massive, by the way.
You know, I normally don't respond to the comments.
Uh-oh.
Tay Wilson, you just call me a Toby doppelganger?
Damn.
If anything, Toby's a Linnell doppelganger. Who the hell was here first? Tay Wilson? That's ridiculous. I can't believe I even commented on that. Ooh. Well, we go from that to this. A lot more to get to as we roll throughout the show. Nats are in action this afternoon as they take on the Chicago Cubs. You can hear all of the action over on our sister station, 106.7 The Fan. In this opening hour of the show, John Keim of ESPN, we mentioned his Jaden Daniels article that he dropped this morning. Also, if you listen to the John Keim Report, his podcast.
Like you should.
It should be a good fan. If you're a fan, it should be a part of your routine, just like the Take Command podcast with Logan and Craig.
That's right.
Should be a part of your routine. This program right here should be a part of your routine. The John Keim Report gave out a couple of hot and spicy nugs, dipped them in some ranch.
Little five things.
You know what I'm saying? And, it was a five things bit.
Oh, yeah.
I get steamed up for a five things bit. You know, I told you I was going on my 3.5 mile walks.
Yes.
What do you think's in my ear?
I mean, 3.5 miles, you got to have more than one episode of the John Keim Report. Oh, come on now.
Well, normally it takes me about 45 minutes. So
pretty good.
I get an episode of John Keim in normally. Normally get two episodes, and I may listen to a Rich Eisen show interview.
There you go.
But the latest episode of the John Keim Report, there are some hot and spicy nuggets dropped about Terry McLaurin and the state of his contract extension. Currently him and the Commanders in the midst of negotiations, and we'll let you hear from John Keim coming up a little bit later, but talks are kind of quiet right now. And normally in Contractville, that's a good thing. So we'll see whether or not, you know, Terry McLaurin gets an extension signed soon. Real quick, Max, if you could help me out with this.
I can try.
When did Sam Cosmi sign? Was it right before week one?
It struck me as late.
Yeah. So I'm thinking a similar timeline may be in play for Terry, but that would get things.
Yeah, it was late. September 4th.
So here's the thing with that. If they choose to, we can only go off of their track record to this point, correct?
Sure.
They better not wait until September 4th because that means Terry McLaurin won't be on the field until September 4th. You can call his bluff if you want to, Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury. I'm not. He showed me already what he's about. Ask Ron Rivera whether or not Terry's showing up without the bag. Deservedly so, though. Deservedly so. So that gives me a little bit of pause when I think about the timeline of Sam Cosmi's contract. Tay Wilson was saying James Wood is a Toby doppelganger.
Now
that's interesting.
It is interesting.
That's interesting.
If you put Toby through a taffy puller.
Yeah, right. But no, that's Tay Wilson's funny. But no, time's ticking here. Time's ticking here. And one thing I think we sleep on is the missed practice reps between Terry and Jaden Daniels and how that may potentially impact them going into next year. Those two had a good rapport last year, but it wasn't the guy that he had the best rapport with. The guy he had the best rapport with last year felt like was Zach Ertz, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, like, no, that's fair.
And I think it was very evident during training camp last year that Zach Ertz was going to be a key focal point of this offense. Because of how many targets he got during camp. And I remember when he hit his first deep ball to Terry during camp, it was almost like a holiday. And it felt like they were kind of slow to get off with one another. And then next thing you know, deep crosser after deep crosser after deep crosser, deep over after deep over, post corner after post corner. They were on the same page for a lot of it. So it'll be interesting here to see how this thing ultimately plays itself out. But Spotrac over the weekend, remember we had some conversations last week about, you know, what type of contract Terry McLaurin may be in line for. Spotrac put out a prediction for Terry McLaurin, and the parameters of the prediction are very similar to what we've been discussing all right here on the Team 980. I've heard Kevin talk about it. I've heard Chris talk about it. I've heard Craig Hoffman talk about it. So DK Metcalf is, to me, the starting point for a Terry McLaurin negotiation. Right, when you think about what DK Metcalf, what he was able to rake in from Pittsburgh once that trade was complete, you think, Terry should have no issue receiving a contract like that. And I'm stalling here trying to find the exact tweet because I lost it. I've sent myself so many DMs, Max, over the past, because you know I've been.
You've been grinding. You've been busy.
It's like 16 or 17 straight days here. So I'm pumping out the content here, and I sent myself a bunch of stuff. Here it goes. He projects, Spotrac has his projection at 3 years, $93 million. That would put him at $31 million APY in terms of the money he's going to get per year. And I'm quickly trying to look up NFL wide receiver AAV to see where it would put him.
It would put him like right in the same realm as Debo Samuel, or not Debo Samuel, DK Metcalf is who I'm, the name that's on my brain.
So that $31 million guaranteed would be right under DK Metcalf. He's at 32.9. I don't know why they just didn't give the guy $33 million. A.J. Brown's at 32. Amon-Ra St. Brown's at 30. So he would slot right in between A.J. Brown and Amon-Ra St. Brown. The guaranteed money is what's interesting. DK Metcalf got $60 million fully guaranteed. A.J. Brown got $51 million fully guaranteed. CeeDee Lamb last offseason got $67. Now, age 100% factors into this when you're talking about total guarantees of a contract. Age 100% is part of the discussion. With McLaurin, if I had to project, he's saying, Spotrack's saying that 60 mil that DK got, Terry may be in line to get the same thing. If DK's at 60 mil, you know what I'm doing if I'm Terry? Give me 61.
Yeah.
Give me 62. You know, and they're draft classmates, right? So I always think it's a neat comparison between those two. They're draft classmates, and Terry has been the more durable, more reliable receiver despite not having as good a quarterback play as DK Metcalf over the course of their career to this point. So it is a fascinating starting point for a contract negotiation. I think it gets done ultimately. We will let you hear John Keim coming up a little bit later on in the show, and he'll give you his thoughts on exactly what he's thinking about a contract extension for Terry McLaurin. A lot to get to, though, here on the Team 980. We'll take you up to 1 p.m. before we hand things over to Chris Russell. Linnell Willingham sitting in for Kevin for one final day. He's back with you tomorrow. When we come back, we'll switch gears a little bit and talk a little puck. There was a massive Caps ticketing blunder last week, and let's just say that maybe, just maybe, the blunder was not so much a blunder. That's a bad tease, but when we come back, Ovi's wife giving a big hint on his future. That's next on the Team 980.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
301-230-0980, the number right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Lynette Willingham taking you up to 1 o'clock. Kevin Sheehan back in the saddle tomorrow. Also tomorrow, the second voluntary OTA that's going to be available to the public, not the public, the media, to lay eyes on. And all things, if things go as planned, I guess, cross my fingers, I'll be out there tomorrow and we'll be able to give you my thoughts on what the 2025 Commanders look like early in this offseason. We'll talk all things Commanders as we lead into the 11 o'clock hour. Ben Solak of ESPN put out a piece 7 days ago. So right now we're 93 days away from Eagles and Cowboys on Thursday Night Football. When we were 100 days away from that, Ben Solak put out a list. It's list season. We always say that. About a list with like 100 nuggets between now and the start of the NFL season. So 100 things is broken down into a bunch of different categories. There are some Commander-specific nuggets that we'll give to you as well as we roll throughout this 10 o'clock hour. We'll let you hear from John Keim coming up here shortly as well. But there's a hockey item that I had to get to because, and Max, tell me if I'm off base with this. I'm ticked off. I am. I'm ticked off because it feels like a massive opportunity was missed by the Monumental Sports Network and the Washington Capitals. Here's why. Last week, the Caps had a major PR blunder. It's how I would describe it. I'm trying to be as respectful as possible because that's ridiculous that it even happened. But they had a massive PR blunder. And in a nutshell, if you're not hip to the situation, the team on social media, an email was sent out to season ticket holders. And in that email advertising the season tickets for next year, it was advertised that next year would be Alex Ovechkin's last year. Now, if that is the case, I don't think it's a surprise to anybody. I mean, his contract's up. He's won the Stanley Cup. He broke Wayne Gretzky's goal-scoring record. What the hell else does he owe the nation's capital at this point? What does he owe America at this point? So if he chooses to hang it up, I get it. My issue is, well, why in the hell are you leaking it out in an email memo to season ticket holders? Where is your understanding of marketing and PR and playing up a massive event? So I didn't agree with the leak, but Caps came out last Thursday and said on social media that, hey, no decision's been made on Ovi's future in the NFL. That email was sent by mistake by someone in the corporate sales department. That guy messed up big time.
Eh.
And he opened up a can of worms.
He did. But at the same time, like, his wife, Natia, said something over the last week or weekend or whatever that this is kind of the plan, but
that's my issue.
And me, dude, listen, you can go back. I've got an article from February of 2024.
Yeah.
Where Ovi sat down with, for a Russian language interview with Sports Express. And they asked him explicitly if he was going to retire after his contract runs out. And he said, I think, yeah, it's probably what I'm going to end up doing. And then he said he'd probably go to the KHL for a little bit, and, you know, just spend time in Russia. So this has kind of always been the plan. I understand wanting him to, you know, make the announcement, give him the retirement tour and all that, and I think that'll be done in due time.
But why did this happen then? I feel like his wife broke the news.
Nah.
RussianMachineNeverBreaks.com is like the lead source for Alex Ovechkin information.
It's like true. They are.
Can you pronounce the name for me?
Which one?
Natia?
Natia Ovechkin.
I kept saying Natasha. My bad.
I think that's the Russian
and why version does it of say Ovechkina instead of Ovechkin?
Because that's how the language works. That's just like Russian conjugation, stuff like that. It's the female equivalent, basically, of Ovechkin.
I need Rosetta Stone.
Yeah, we need to get you on Duolingo. That's what
we need. Something. So his wife, Natsia Ovechkina, gave an interview. What the hell? Gave an interview. And in that interview, there are some quotes that came out, and they're pretty damning and pretty revealing. Alexander still has a contract for a year, she said, per a translation by Google Translate. So we will play the next season and then fly back to live in Moscow, to our homeland. We will stay in Russia. Yes. He didn't show it, but I understood how hard it was for him. So I repeat, I waited for Sasha to score faster and relax. He has his last season next year, and I want him to simply enjoy what he loves, to simply enjoy this last season. So that is her multiple times coming out in this interview that was translated via Google Translate. So who knows if it's even accurate. She basically spilling the beans, saying that, you know, next year is the final season for Alex Ovechkin with the Washington Capitals. He is in the final year of a five-year extension that he signed a couple of years ago. Like I said to start the segment, I don't think it's much of a surprise. My annoyance, now I'm taking the gloves off. The Monumental Sports Network, Ted Leonsis is a tremendous human. Can I start by saying that?
Sure.
Just a tremendous human, someone that's done so much here for the nation's capital and for D.C. and for the community. Stand-up dude. The Monumental Sports Network, which is his baby, his vision, their content sucks. It's awful. That stupid Rachel Nichols show sucks. Love Wes Hall. Anything he does and touches is gold. Outside of that, like, I love Beltway football with JP and the big guy, Mitch Tischler. That's good. The pre and post stuff is good. The alt cast that our guys get to participate in is good. But the rest of the content stinks. Like, I don't need to hear about, I don't give a rat's ass about Jordan Poole's cat obsession. I care about Jordan Poole. I don't care about Tom Wilson and his coffee fix. I care about Tom Wilson. I don't care about Corey Kispert and how many combs he uses per year. I care about Corey Kispert and how many threes he's going to make. They need content. This was content. And they said, we'll just throw it as a Thursday news dump. In a memo to season ticket holders that the greatest player in franchise history, that the best athlete in the history of DC sports is calling it a career, and it's no big deal. Come on. Am I missing it? Monumental's missing it. That's who's missing it. They need to hire me. I can use another job. Guess they won't hire me after tearing them down the way that I just did, but damn it, someone's got to say it.
Ted, listen, I think a press conference will happen at closer to the start of the season where he'll announce, like, yeah, this is going to be my last year. This is one last ride. Who knows? They might put out a statement on Twitter or something like that.
A statement, Max? This is Alexander Ovechkin.
I mean Ovechkin. They'll let Ovechkin put out a statement on Twitter. So it's him making the announcement and not, like, a monumental thing.
Because Lord knows they like to make it all about themselves. Look, Ted, buy the Nats, brother. That's what I want you to do. Buy the Nats.
So I can watch them on my TV, please.
That's all we want from you. And continue to let the Wizards front office people make good decisions.
Let them cook.
But yeah, I was kind of annoyed by it because I think such a groundbreaking moment. Can we actually throw my graphic back up there? I want to take a picture for social media, Brian. It's such a monumental moment, and I know that's kind of like, no pun intended. It's a monumental moment that, like, I feel like the Monumental Sports Network is missing out on. And this was not about me dunking on their content. Like, that's not at all what I was trying to do. What this is about is me giving a suggestion and showing my annoyance with, like, over there, they screw up a lot. I was working the Mystics the other night, Max. And, dude, they didn't even know they were coming back from break. It was like 40 seconds of dead air. Somebody at Monumental's got to tighten up. I'm just trying to get out in front of this. They've got to be better everywhere. Consistently bad graphics at times, not correcting them. Monumental's just got to be better. And you missed a brilliant content opportunity. Now, mind you, I love you know, reliving my high school years of watching John Wall and Brad Beal and Nene and Marcin Gortat, the Gortat screen. Remember that whole language barrier that we, not language barrier is the wrong thing to say. That whole pronunciation hubbub that we had, is it Gortat or Gortat? Gortat or Gortat? Best screener in the history of Wizards basketball. They named a screen after him. It was so good. The Gortat screen. But no, I love watching that content on Monumental. But outside of that, like, we just got to be better. And they missed a massive opportunity. Real quick here, Max, as you are like my Caps aficionado.
Sure.
The moves that they made this offseason, when you think about Chychrun and Logan Thompson, their core is locked up for a good chunk of time here. I say all that to say, I think life after Alex Ovechkin may be better for this group than life with Alex Ovechkin. Because if you watched his postseason impact was as good as me and you. He won game three against Montreal?
Yeah.
And outside of that,
game winner, first of his career.
And that should show you kind of the postseason struggles that he's kind of had throughout his career. I don't want to call them struggles. That's hyperbolizing it. But for a guy that's played as long as he has and has played in as many playoff games as he has, you'd expect.
It's wild that was his first, yeah.
So, but his impact was only on the offensive end, and defensively, he's kind of stuck in the mud.
Yeah, it became pretty apparent during the series against Carolina when he was just kind of he was floating around out there trying to hide along the boards and stuff like that. But it is going to get a little bit easier when you have this $9.5 million coming off the books. You've got Oshie coming off. You've got Backstrom's contract is officially done. You're going to have a lot more room to play with. So I could see them taking a big swing in the offseason. I mean, they said they wanted to.
If
they were going to take a big swing.
Is that big swing for a defenseman?
It depends. They could definitely get Marner in there. But you kind of have Chychrun taking that John Carlson-type role.
Yeah.
So you don't really need a guy like Marner. You kind of need more forwards. So Brock Besser could be. They've been linked to him for a long time. I know they like him. So that could definitely be something that happens in the near future. But, I mean, we'll see kind of where it goes. I think they're going to have they're going to let a couple guys kind of fall off the books. I think Eller's going to come off.
Yeah.
I think they'll re-sign Bevilier. They'll probably let Mangiapane go. Radish comes off. Hendricks Lapierre is a restricted free agent this year.
That's another one,
which
too.
Which is interesting.
I got Scotty G. Says, what's good? What's up, Scotty G? Does Anthony Bevilier get re-signed?
I hope so. He injects a little bit of speed into the lineup.
He does. He does.
You can put him, I mean, like we saw it in the playoffs, you can put him on the fourth line, you can put him on the first line, you can put him anywhere.
Versatile is how we would describe our guy, Anthony Bevilier. How long we have come, because at first I had no clue how to pronounce his name. Formerly of the Pittsburgh Penguins, the Caps acquired him at the trade deadline. We'll see, though, what is next for the Capitals and how active they are this offseason, and we'll keep you up to speed as we await word as to whether or not next year is the final year for Alex Ovechkin. 301-230-0980 is the number right here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. We'll take you up to 1 p.m. Linnell Willingham sitting in for Kevin Sheehan. He's back with you tomorrow. When we come back, let you hear from our pal John Keim of ESPN. He had some thoughts on Terry McLaurin and where contract discussions stand between him and the team on his podcast, the John Keim Report. We'll let you hear those nuggets next. This is the Team 980.
All right, not a lot going on in the world of sports, but tonight, the Nats, they get back home. They'll take on the Chicago Cubs following a West Coast road trip where they went 5-4. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave will be at 6:15 on The Fan. And the Yankees, their closer Luke Weaver is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks with a hamstring injury. Devin Williams expected to take the closing role in his absence. And tomorrow, the Stanley Cup Final, the action gets underway from north of the border. Panthers will take on Edmonton tomorrow at 8 on TNT. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
301-230-0980, the number right here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. We'll take you up to 1 p.m. before we hand things over to Chris Russell. Linnell Willingham sitting in for Kevin. He is back with you tomorrow. Some guys getting active in the chat actually just reminded me about something that I have completely just omitted from the rundown.
We talked about it a little bit last night, didn't we?
We did talk about it a little bit last night. That is Jeremy Fowler of ESPN linking former Browns running back Nick Chubb to the Washington Commanders. We will talk about that coming up next year, actually, because I actually do want to get into that because I was pretty stunned by some of the reaction online in terms of where Washington's running back room currently sits. So we'll get to that coming up momentarily. What I want to get to right now, though, John Keim of ESPN came out on his podcast yesterday and gave some nuggets on where things currently stand between Terry McLaurin and the Commanders when it comes to his contract negotiations.
And I don't know, by the way, where the contract talks are at. One thing if you notice, it's very quiet right now with that. That doesn't mean things aren't being done or discussed. It just means it's quiet. I think they're doing a good job of keeping this between the two sides and nowhere else, which is not a bad thing, right? Just obviously I'd like to know more, but it's not a bad thing for them that this is the way it is. And I think that's good. But I don't have an update on that. I just know that they're being very quiet, which is again, not a bad thing.
So yeah, John, I agree with you. I don't think hearing nothing, first of all, I actually kind of laugh at John. Not in like a rude or mean way, but like I get where he's coming from. He wants to know what the hell's going on. They're not telling
him anything.
He needs
the information.
He needs the tea to be spilt so he can give it to us. And he's straight up saying it like a good reporter, not pretending like he knows anything, not acting like he's talking to people. He's telling you straight up, I haven't heard anything. Now, we were talking about it to open the show. Max told us Sam Cosmi signed his extension last year, September 4th, about a week before the start of the regular season. Based on the way Terry has moved with these negotiations, he's basically saying, I'm not showing up until I am paid. Last time around, he sat out mandatory OTA or mandatory minicamp under Ron Rivera. Would he do that this time around? I'm not sure. But I say all that to say the timeline's got to speed up on this thing. there are no new wide receiver deals coming for you to look at and judge. So, like, the numbers are what they are. Just get a deal done. I wonder if they're – I doubt they play hardball with him. There's no benefit
you
of
shouldn't.
Playing. There's no benefit of playing hardball with him.
None.
But, like, what if you love Jalen Lane? And what if you see a future with Deebo Samuel? That shouldn't impact a Terry extension.
If I love Jalen Lane, I would love Terry McLaurin and Jalen Lane
right.
more.
Exactly. You can what's the old saying? You can spin two plates at once, right? Like, I totally agree with you, Max. But I think what we need to brace ourselves for as a fan base, and I know this is kind of an uncomfortable convo to have, and maybe it's premature, this in all likelihood is his final contract here in Washington. Talking about Terry McLaurin. Maybe he wants to be a Commander for life.
I would hope so.
But like financially speaking, he's 30. This will probably be a 3-year deal. He'll be 33 years of age. Depending on what the production looks like at that time, he may be in line for another 2-year bigger deal. And maybe Washington's not willing to do it. Maybe Jalen Lane has burst onto the scene at that time. I just think it kind of aligns with Jayden Daniels and his contract. And when that becomes inflated, this is an interesting comment from Scotty G. He calls him one of the last real Redskins. That's interesting.
Well, he is.
He is, because he was drafted by the Redskins. So there is that. I think you're going to pay him no matter what. We gave you the contract numbers and the projection that Spotrac gave, and I think they're pretty spot on when it comes to this. I feel like it's tough. I feel like with McLaurin, when we have these discussions about his value to the organization and what he means, I'm never going to undersell how important he is to the team. But I also think, and maybe I'm wrong with this, I think we overvalue him here locally. Not to say that he is not one of them ones at the wide receiver position. I'm not saying that at all. I just think we maybe overvalue him a little bit, and I can tell that we do based on the frustration that some folks had around him and, you know, where he was ranked amongst the NFL's top wide receivers. We had Trevor Sycamore on a couple of weeks ago, and he told us, yeah, like when putting together his evaluation for Terry McLaurin, it was one of the most difficult ones to do simply because, you know, there's a range that he falls in. He can, you know, be as ranked as high as 9 and ranked as low as 19. I don't think it's any slight to Terry. I think it's a byproduct of wide receiver clearly being the deepest position group in all the National Football League. So the fact that he's even in that discussion, in that conversation, kind of lends itself to, you know, how good he actually is. So here is the contract projection from Spotrac. 3 years, $93 million. The guarantees is still kind of up in the air here. They're trying to model the Deebo or the DK Metcalf contract extension that was given out by Pittsburgh earlier this offseason. DK getting $33 million per year, $60 million guaranteed. The Spotrac projection for Terry is a $31 million AAV. And I think if your AAV is going to be that, I look at, you know, DK's and go, hey, if DK is getting $60 million guaranteed, I need $62 million guaranteed. Because I think if you're Terry McLaurin, all of the analytics and numbers point to you being the better wide receiver. So Rob Bigelow, first of all, hell of a name, types in the chat and says, A.J. Brown just signed 3 at $96 a year ago. Terry is not A.J. Brown. 3 for $85 to $90 should be what the range is. I agree with that he's not A.J. Brown. I would never come out and be ignorant and say that. But with Terry, the AAV for him, I think he has the right statistically to put himself in that Amon-Ra, Tyreek Hill, Brandon Ayuk combo.
Like his AAV
is going, he is going to be in that $30+ million per year tier. I don't think there is any sort of debate about that at all. Come on. Is that a hot take that I just gave out? A guy, Kenny, tweets at me and says, saying we've overvalued Terry is a hot take. That's not a hot take at all. I think it's what every fan base does for their best players. You overvalue them. You make them. You know another player we overvalue? Sam Cosmi. You all act like Sam Cosmi's an honorary member of the Hogs. He got his ass kicked down the stretch last year. It was not very good. His play fell off drastically, and I hate that it, you know, finishes with a torn ACL, but, like, he's got to get better. But to say that we overvalue Terry, I don't think that's a stretch at all. When I say we overvalue him, some of you act like he's a top five wide receiver in this league. That's what I mean by overvaluing him. He is clearly not in the elite tier of wideouts. He's not in that Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson. He's not Justin Jefferson. Who else am I missing in this? He's not Tyreek Hill. He's not A.J. Brown.
CeeDee Lamb.
He's not CeeDee Lamb. So, our guy A.J., one of the hosts of the Trap or Dive podcast, we always love to give them some shout-outs here. Please be mindful that this is Terry's deal he will cash out on. He's not going to settle financially. I think that's a tremendous point that I feel like we're not all maybe talking about. There's a reason he didn't show up, right? Like, if everything was peachy with the negotiations and they were close, I think he would be on the practice field. So him not showing up, I think they're further than maybe we're giving it credit for. And he showed you last time around, if he's not happy financially, he will not show up. Do I agree with that mentality? Probably not. I think when you look at Terry as one of your unquestioned leaders, he doesn't have to practice, but I'd like him to be in the building. But the other thing we're talking about here, I think, is huge. He is not a top five wide receiver. And I think there is a sector of this fan base that concretely believes that. And if you're going to have arguments about Terry McLaurin, if you're going to get up in arms about Terry McLaurin, I challenge you to look at the two games against Quinyon Mitchell. And that Thursday night game, Quinyon Mitchell had him in hell. And that December game that Washington won, if you take away the deep shot from Jayden Daniels, he's under 30 yards receiving on the afternoon. You look at the two matchups against the Dallas Cowboys without Trayvon Diggs being there, right? In that first matchup, Terry McLaurin, if it's not for that garbage time touchdown that he scores, he doesn't go for 80-plus yards in that game. The season finale against Dallas, how many catches did Terry McLaurin have? Against A.J. Terrell, against Atlanta, how many, you know, touches did Terry have? Kate Wilson types in the chat, says, I blame Cliff for that. See, what we did last year was kind of unfair. We blamed Cliff Kingsbury for Terry's lack of production. He doesn't separate well. Like, that's been his number one thing. His number one issue for me as a receiver is I don't think he separates particularly well. Not a problem, but something that keeps him out of that elite tier of wide receivers for me. So it'll be interesting to see. I don't think it's a good sign that he's not at OTAs and that the negotiations are so quiet to this point, because we're at a spot right now where it feels like, hey, it's kind of crap or get off of the pot when it comes to this contract for him. They've got to get it done. And what I will say is this as well. You can't wait until September 4th like you did with Sam Cosmi, because Terry's already shown you he's not showing up. 301-230-0980 is the number. We got a couple of calls on Terry McLaurin. We'll get to that on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Team 980.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.